Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. This is Jonathan here. We have a special episode to celebrate the release of the third Finn book. This one is called The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, The Uncommon Cold. Now, a funny story about this book. So, when you write a book, you know, you may have the idea for it, and it takes a while to write it, right? So I had the idea for this book maybe 4 years ago. I think I wrote it a little over 2 years ago, sent it to my editor at my publisher. My editor is a woman named Maria, who is brilliant, and she helped me make this book a lot better, much like the way Griffin is my editor on this podcast, and he helps me make episodes better. Maria helps me make the books better. So I wrote this book a couple years ago, and it was kind of this funny story. I thought it was about how a virus comes to the Marlow and it spreads, and then Finn has to go into quarantine. And then lo and behold, in the last year, a virus has come to our planet, and a lot of us have had to go into quarantine. And so this is kind of a funny story because here we are. I've written this book. It's a couple years old now, and it's science fiction, but the nonfiction story is also that there has been a virus on Earth. So maybe if you're interested in picking this book up, you may see a little bit of your life reflected on the Marlow. So today we're going to read the beginning of the book, and if you are interested, you can pick it up at your local bookseller or request it at your library. And we're going to be having some Zoom events, some Choose Your Own Adventure Zoom events. I will let you know about those soon. And we'll be back this week with a new episode in our story. So in the meantime, listen to the beginning of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, The Uncommon Cold. Chapter 1, Breaking News. Finn was just walking out of the library when he saw his three friends heading toward him. Abigail O'Barro, his best friend, was in front. Behind her strode Elias Carreras and Vale Gill. Together, the four of them made up Explorers Troop 301, and they had explored some crazy planets together. They were an amazing team. But right now, something was different. As his friends approached, Finn could tell they weren't on his team. It was the three of them and the one of him. Hey, said Finn, as the other three got closer. What's up, guys? Abigail nodded and turned back to Elias and Vale. No one said anything. No one did anything. It was silent in the hallway of the famous Marlow 280 Interplanetary Exploratory Space Station. So, I got some new books out of the light, said Finn. Cool, said Elias. He didn't even seem to notice he'd cut Finn off. We should get going. Yeah, cool, said Vale. Super cool.
See you later.
His three friends spread out to go around him. Finn held out his arms to stop them, and they all jumped back.
Back, foul demon!
Shouted Vale. Foul demon, said Finn. Vale, did you eat too much astronaut ice cream again? Actually, all three of you guys are being really weird. What's up? The three of them looked at each other.
Nothing,
said Abigail. That was the least convincing
nothing
I've ever heard, said Finn. You might as well have just said,
I'm lying.
Obviously, something is going on. Elias shrugged. It's not really a big deal, he said. I'm sure she's going to be fine, said Abigail. Vale put his hand over his face. There it is, he said. Cat's out of the bag. What is it? Asked Finn. You're sure who's going to be fine? Is someone not fine right now? Is it Paige? Paige was Finn's little sister, and she was super talented at getting into trouble.
No,
Abigail exclaimed, seeming relieved. No, of course not. Paige is totally fine.
Oh, good, said Finn.
Well, I guess that's it then, said Elias. See you, Finn.
No,
said Finn. Who are you guys talking about if it's not Paige?
Forget it, said Abigail.
I can't forget it, Finn shouted. Like you guys said, the cat's out of the bag.
Just put the cat back in the bag, said Vale.
I can't, said Finn. The cat's out and is now scurrying down the hallway.
I don't know, said Elias. The cat seems kind of sleepy to me. She might want to go back in the bag and rest.
The cat ate like 15 candy bars and is bouncing off the walls, said Finn.
I think the cat loves bags, said Abigail, and just needs to find the right bag to settle down in.
Cats hate bags, shouted Finn. This cat thinks bags are bad. Bad bags.
Your mom is a snot monster, yelled Vale.
And with that, Finn slumped against the wall, hand over his heart.
She is, he said.
Abigail nodded, but didn't come near him.
So that means, said Finn, I'm going to be a snot monster too?
All three of Finn's friends nodded and took a step away from him.
Sorry about the whole cat thing, said Abigail. But you know, not sorry enough to give you a hug over it or anything.
All right, and from there, Finn and Paige have to go into quarantine, and once they get better, they get to go out on an adventure, and they go to a planet full of robots. And so this is a pretty fun story, because then the kids get to go to a planet with only robots on it, which is very exciting for Foggy, and also tests the friendship of Finn and Foggy. Will Foggy stay best friends with Finn, or will Foggy take up with his new robot pals? So that's the story. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to check it out, like I said, you can get it from your local bookseller, or get it from your library. Request it at your library, and I'm sure your librarian can get it for you. Thank you all so much again for your support. We got another new episode in our regular season happening this week. It's coming out soon. So I hope you guys are all staying healthy and having fun. And we will see you very soon for our next episode. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.